You're listening to cradio.org.au, nourishing the soul of the digital generation. Jason Rushton with you. Last week, Robert Falzon was in Sydney to deliver a talk entitled The Real Power of a Man at St. Pat's Church Hill in the heart of the city. He's the founder of Men Alive, a national Catholic men's ministry, which began in 2003, and he's just written a new book, How to Grow a Men's Ministry. I caught up with him in the foyer of the Archdiocese offices on Liverpool Street for a short chat last week, and here's a recording of that conversation. Well, Robert, it's good to be sitting in front of you again, because I'm actually an alumni of the Men Alive program. When was it? 2009, March 2009, I did the program. Where was that? In St. Mary's, in Sydney?
St. Mary's, okay.
Yeah.
It's one of the first ones we did in Sydney.
Yep, and it was excellent. I highly recommend it to any man, and any woman. I recommend she send her husband or her man along.
Yeah.
So it's good to see you in Sydney again, and tell us about the talk you gave last night at St. Pat's for anyone who missed it.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. It's good to see you again too, and catch up with people who've been on the journey for a number of years together. The Church on the Hill, as it's called, or St. Pat's, is a place where people find refuge. It's like a sanctuary in the city, and the Maris Fathers, who run that ministry there, which is a sacramental ministry, reconciliation, Eucharist and adoration, decided that what they wanted to do was reach out to the men of the city. They noticed that they had lots of men coming regularly to masses, and all sorts of men, businessmen, broken men, family men, all sorts of people coming into the city and using the ministry that they have there. They decided they want to do a ministry to men, and they made contact with us, Men Alive, and said, can you come and help us start some ministry to men in the city? We thought it was a very worthwhile cause, so we lent some of our resources and our thinking to their process, which was not complicated thinking, and then they began to run Thursday nights four times a year, every quarter, to bring some formation, some input to men's lives, and last night was one of those. And I spoke last night on the real power in a man. They wanted me to talk on prayer, but if you put a topic of prayer for general men, no one will come. We want to try and change the language so that we can speak to the ordinary man on the street in the language that he would understand, and then create the message of Christ out of that. So the real power in a man was really about not his power but God's power, the beauty, magnificence, magnitude and wonder of the presence of God in every human being. And that if we could grow that, get in touch with that, immerse ourselves in that, like Paul says, Christ in me, like he says it like, Christ in me, like it's so amazing. And it is amazing. And so that's what I spoke about last night, and encourage men to spend time every day, even though they may not be regular mass goers or regular Catholics, they might be searching for stuff to say. Take 5 to 10 minutes every day and tell Jesus what's going on in your life. He already knows, by the way, but tell him anyway. And he will invade you and fill you and your life, but not just your life, your world will never be the same. Your marriage, your workplace, your church, your friends, everything about your world will be affected by this Jesus in your life. It's great. It's really exciting. 40 to 50 guys turn up. You know, like, where do you get 40 to 50 men come to anything?
Mm.
You know, except World Youth Day. Where do you get 40 to 50 men come to anything? So it's great. And that previous times they had the last quarter, we had someone come and present on sex and intimacy.
Okay.
Big question in men's lives. You know, the sexuality question is huge these days. And the influences are huge these days. You know, the influences of liberal thinking about morality, about the proliferation of pornography and its influence over particularly young men's lives, and to speak into that, like, there's a silence about that.
Is that one of the things that comes up in your retreats a lot?
All the time. Everywhere we go, 8 out of 10 men are struggling with their sexuality. What's right? What's wrong? What's normal? what's real, what is it to be a man and sexual, is this a mistake, my sexuality, did God made, is, you know, God couldn't have made my sexuality because it's so messed up. But you know, we know from Genesis he made them male and female, which means he made us sexual. There's nothing wrong with our sexuality and our passion. In fact, the assault against sexuality is an assault against the masculine potency in the world and our potency in the church. So we have a lot of men who are powerless and impotent spiritually, and are weak and are followers. And it's because their sexuality has driven their passion down and quarantined because it's unruly. You know, we become intimidated and afraid of our sexuality because it leads us to do and behave in inappropriate ways. But our passions are good and wonderful. We need more passionate men in our life, in church.
Yeah,
a lot of women I run into all over the place say, keep going, we want these men to be alive and passionate, you know.
Because, I mean, I guess you've been around for coming up to 10 years now. Yeah. Are you starting to see some real, and you've done, is it more than 70 retreats around Australia and ministered?
105.
My stats are out of date. Okay.
105, 21 dioceses.
How many 7, men?
7,000.
7,000
men. Yeah.
Amazing. So are you starting to see now some... like, do you hear after a few years after you do a retreat in a parish, maybe a few years later you hear about some big fruits that are being born, or are you seeing the results of your labours?
Yeah, well, one of the things that we have to be careful of is trying to measure what God's calling us to, sort of like God's calling us to do this, and then we keep turning around looking back to see if anything's growing. And one of the things we said to ourselves, we wouldn't measure ourselves by what's growing, we'd measure ourselves by our obedience to what God is asking us to do. But having said that, we hear all sorts of things around the place about what people are doing. Like, for example, a number of young men have joined the seminary, and they actually go to the seminary and say, I've been to the Men Alive event and I want to become a priest. I feel like I can make a difference in the world by becoming a priest. You know, we celebrate that. We think the priesthood is something to be respected and honoured, and what we don't respect, we lose. So we love that. We hear, you know, I was walking through the cathedral grounds in Brisbane, and this sort of 48 to 55-year-old woman walked up beside me. I didn't know her, and she started walking alongside me, and she leant over as she was walking, and she says, whatever you're doing with my husband, keep going. I think at the very basic levels, men are starting to take back the responsibility that's theirs in life and the responsibility to be faithful to their vocation and calling, alive and intentional in their marriage, involved and active in their children's lives. Consciously Catholic and Christian in their workplace without being intimidated as if people are going to laugh at them. And alive and powerful in their church, potent in their church. Alive and involved, you know, not just sitting there passive. So lots of guys, lots of emails. You know, we have hundreds and hundreds of emails from men who are saying, you know, like, you know, 3 years ago I did a Men Alive weekend and my world is totally different. Totally different. My marriage was going down the toilet. My son never talked to me. And just from the few little things that I took out of that weekend, I started to pray every day. My marriage is back and it's alive. There's romance back in my marriage, you know. And my son, I took him away for a weekend and we started to talk to each other. And then I went to one of your father and son weekends we call Growing Good Men, and that was powerful. And so it's not so much what Men Alive does. It's what the men do after what Men Alive does that's the very important
thing. Can I ask you this? Do you notice that if you took a photo of the men before one of your retreats and afterwards, or just a mental snapshot, do they look different? Is their posture different? And is there a gleam in their eyes?
Yeah, and I think you know the answer to this. You know, like when somebody comes in contact, often somehow face to face with the creator of the universe, they can't be the same. It's impossible. Can't be the same. Can't be the same when you run into the Lord and giver of life. We all want more life. when we run into the maker of life, we can't be the same, you know. It's amazing, you know, the team says that there is a point in every weekend where the light switches on for a man. He becomes luminous. Jesus says, you know, if you're not salty and if you're not light, then, you know, you're nothing. Get your life out from under the bed, under the bushel, and become salty and luminous, salt and light. And we call it a man becomes luminous and tasty, you know, like there's some flavour to his life and he becomes luminous. The light switch on, all of a sudden he gets it, you know. And a simple thing like, my sin is not the deepest part of me. The presence of God in me is the deepest part of me. My guilt and shame and my fig leaves, I don't have to wear them anymore. I am who I am in God's eyes. Nobody else determines who I am. God determines who I am. It's such a privilege and a grace to be a witness to the action of God in a man's life. Like we sometimes think we could turn up and do a tap dance and God would still do his thing with these men. He is so interested in his sons getting together and experiencing the life that he has for them, that we are really passengers more than messengers, you know. We just see what God does, create a vehicle, and God turns up.
Unreal. It's grace. Awesome. And just on your new book, which you've so kindly handed a copy to me of this morning, How to Grow a Men's Ministry. This came out in July, and it's got some glowing accolades from a lot of movers and shakers in the Catholic Church in Australia. Yeah. Just tell us a bit about the purpose of this book and what people can get from it.
Yeah, well, we're now booked out a year in advance. So, you know, like people ring and say, can we have a weekend next week? You know, and we say, no, we have to wait a year. And they say, well, how do we get started? And it seemed to us a shame that they'd have to wait a year to have something happen in their parish. So what I decided to do was to write down some of my story, personal story, in a sort of storytelling testimony format, and then weave into that some really practical things that people could do straight away, that men could take responsibility for straight away. Not wait for someone to come and tell them what to do, but just sort of say, this is how you start. This is how you can start in your parish, in your little community. Start meeting with a group of men. Start praying every day. Start taking co-responsibility for the health and life of your church where you live. Benedict has recently just come out and said, out of Vatican II, the concept of laity was determined by calling it collaboration with ordained ministry, which was a big change in the way the church talked about laity. But just recently, new language has come out to say that the laity is now co-responsible with ordained ministry, which is such an important new revelation about our lives. So we say to men, you're responsible. You can start. You don't need anybody else but God. Start. Read. Pray. Go to Mass. Become the joy bringer in your homes. And then when we come and do a weekend, there's some things will crystallize. So what we've also done through the book is created a communication channel where they would just email us and say, this is what I'm thinking about doing. What do you think about that? And we would go back to them and say, great idea, maybe you haven't thought about this. Have you spoken to your parish priest yet? So creating a conversation with men around Australia. Hundreds of men interested, not knowing what to do, but interested in doing something. And I've always lived by the principle, you know, as we were talking about before, better to do it, trying to do God's will and fail, than to do nothing. Risk everything. You know, one of the things that I've said about my own life, I try to say to myself every day, Robert, better to have a go for God and fail than not to have a go at all. It put it in Paul's language, better to be a fool for Christ than nothing for Christ. The book is simple, very straightforward language. It's not a theological document, not meant to be. It's a book written in the language of the street, for the people of the street, for the glory of the church and the kingdom.
Great. Well, and how can people get a copy of
the... Just go to the Men Alive website.
Men Alive website.
www.menalive.org.au. And there, it'll be there. You can order a book. Send us an email. We're getting email. I got an email yesterday when I was here from a diocese. Can you send us 100 books? We want to send one to every parish priest in our diocese to start mentoring.
How's that?
You know, the best thing that could happen is that we do ourselves out of a job. The church takes responsibility at the local level for the ministry to men. If they can reach the man, they'll reach the marriage. If they can reach the marriage, they'll reach the family. If they can reach the family, they'll reach the church. And if we reach the church, we'll reach the nation.
And that's a good note to finish. Robert Falzon, real privilege to speak to you. Thanks,
heaps. Great work, mate. God bless
you. God bless. To get yourself a copy of Robert's new book or to find out more about Men Alive, visit menalive.org.au.
You're listening to Cradio. Give us a call on 800 515 530.